Hello and welcome, Relay FM members, to Rocket's bonus episode. First of all, thank you all so much for subscribing to Relay FM and being a loyal listener. And I hope that you have been enjoying this month of bonus content. And I hope that you will especially enjoy this one from Rocket. We are, if you are a regular listener of Rocket, a tech podcast. But we have certain special interests that we tend to gravitate towards regularly, those being pop culture and also just garbage food. Just garbage. So today, what we are going to do for you is a ranking of fast food restaurants. I have created some tiers, four tiers specifically. Tier one, just plain good. Tier two, the late night splurge. You know, when you're feeling it and you're like, oh, I'm going to go for it. This is what I want. I might not do this in the broad light of day, but right now, this is perfect and it's good for me. Tier three, under duress. You go there with specific needs in mind.
You're hungry. You don't have other options. It's happening. Yeah.
Yes, you have needs. Tier four, never in your life would I. I'm very interested in that one. Before we get into our options for each tier, well, how this is going to work is we're each going to pitch an option. We're going to vote one of them off. And then the remaining two are going to argue for their choice. And the third person whose choice has been deemed invalid will then become the arbiter of justice.
I love this.
Vengeance. But before we get into that, I just wanted to talk a little bit about our qualifications, because as you know, like, this is a huge topic. It's one that's very relevant to Americans today. And I know we all really want to do it justice. So I thought it would be right to share a little bit of our backgrounds, where we're each coming from as we approach this hot button issue. Bree, tell us about you and your history with the fast food.
Okay. So I feel like I'm qualified. I have the bona fides to be on the show today to pick this out, just because I grew up in Mississippi. So when it comes to fast food, we have the unhealthy, trashier version of all y'all's fast food. Like, if you don't have Wards, I just don't want to hear from you. And they're out there like ice cream floats or hamburgers smothered in chili. If you don't have Checkers, I just don't know how you could be qualified to be on this panel. Mm-hmm. Additionally, when it comes to making bad decisions, this is a decision I just checked DoorDash. Five times last week, I ordered the following from Chipotle. For five meals last week, it was three hard tacos with spicy sauce and the peppers inside of it, and then guacamole, where I pulled two tablespoons out of it, put it on the tacos, and ate exactly five chips. So I did that five times last week like a robot. So I feel like I make very hyper-specific decisions based on fast food.
Oh, wow. I have to say, before we go into Christina's qualifications, I had sent you like an initial sample list of fast food that we had put together at my job at Polygon for a different project. And you immediately started throwing out names of places that A, I've never heard of, and B, which all end in S, apostrophe S. I was like,
they're all named after someone.
Who are these?
Let's just go after it. Checkers, Zagby's, Shipley's, Crystal doesn't have an S, Bojangles, and Churches.
And McAllister's. Mm-hmm. And you just said Wards. What's Wards?
Yeah, what is Wards?
Have you never had Wards, Christina? Oh my God.
I've never had Wards.
Maybe it's a Mississippi thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like that's like one of those like hyper-local, like maybe not like a true fast food chain, but like, you know, like, okay, so this is a very regional thing, and we're going to talk about this because region has a lot to do with this. But fast food was kind of, the South was a big part of fast food, but also the Midwest. And if you read books on fast food history, which, spoiler alert, I have.
You've actually done research for this?
What? Well, no, in the past, there's a great book on Burger Chef, and I've read stuff on the history of McDonald's and Howard Johnson. And I'm not going to, anyway, look, this is not the podcast, but it should be a surprise to very few listeners that I go down rabbit holes about things like this, and that I have learned a significant amount about the history of fast food. And Wards, it sounds to me like it might be like one of those old fashioned kind of like hamburger shop things that is like maybe in that kind of period where like you had like Howard Johnson, which was sort of like fast service, but still made to order. And before, like, you know, like the McDonald's-ification of everything, where you truly had like an assembly line and you like had it so that you could have somebody their order in like 3 minutes or less.
No, that's exactly it. And really the key to good Southern fast food is you look at the colors and the logo design and you ask yourself, has this been updated since 1971?
Yes.
If it has, go somewhere else. Ward
Absolutely.
Has that shade yellow and orange, like from the 70s. Like you already know the color I'm talking about. And that's
Perfect.
How you know it's going to be trash. It's going to be barely looked at by the health inspector. It's going to be super fatal and awesome.
Christina, what are your qualifications for fast food? I mean, you've just given us some of your qualifications, but
I was going to say, I just gave you like, I know like a lot of like the history of the industry, but my qualifications is that in spite of being a pretty small person, I should say like I'm fairly petite and small. I have the palate of a 5-year-old and I unequivocally and unapologetically love trash food. Much to my family's chagrin. So I've lived in the South. I've lived in the Northeast. I've lived in the Pacific Northwest. And I've lived on the West Coast. Sorry, I don't have any Midwestern knowledge of fast food there, but I've traveled. I also, because I'm a trash person, in all the countries that I've been to, I've usually gone to the Americanized fast food places because I'm that person. Sometimes because of irony and sometimes, frankly, because I'm like, I don't know what else I can eat and I need Taco Bell in Finland, which is one of two. Amazingly, though, Taco Bell in Finland. But Taco Bell in Finland is badass. It's higher quality. They have bean sprouts, like, and there are only like 3 Taco Bells in Europe. So in Finland, it's a big deal. Yeah, they have bean sprouts. Like, it's hardcore. Like, I went because I'm trash. And my friend Allison, who's like green juice all the way, she was having a bad day. And she was like, can you bring me back stuff? And I brought her back healthy Taco Bell. And she was so touched.
Wow.
She was like, this is amazing. This is also, she'd made fun of me the night before because she came in and she was like, I smell McDonald's because I had chicken nuggets. And then she drunkenly ate half my chicken nuggets. So who's the real, you know, terrible person
That's,
there?
I think, odd theme for what we'll be saying about McDonald's during this episode.
100%. So that's me. So Bone, please give us your bona fides.
I don't have any, to be perfectly frank with you. So I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. I am too good for this. We did occasionally go to fast food places. I remember specifically whenever we went to Paulsbo to Central Market, we got Taco Time, not Taco Bell, but Taco Time.
Oh, yeah, Taco Time. Taco Time is interesting.
Yeah. I think once I did get food poisoning from it, but you know what? Still good.
I was going to say, Taco Time's not great. I was going to say, it's not good interesting. It's just interesting.
Yeah, it's an unconventional choice. I don't like spending money. I'm a home cook. I cook a lot for myself. So my fast food experience now living in New York is pretty much specifically, it's all splurge. It's all like I'm having a bad time or it's late at night or I'm on a trip and I'll always get a Popeye's fried chicken sandwich when I'm on a trip. I do not have the qualifications. I have been to one Southern fast food restaurant. I shouldn't even be here.
Which one?
Steak and Shake.
Okay.
That counts. Have you ever been to a Shoney's? Have either of you ever been to a Shoney's?
It's not even on our list. Are you giving me another one? Are you kidding me?
I am.
Shoney's
isn't real. Shoney's isn't really fast food. Well, we can put it there.
It's
If Waho's on the list, then Shoney's should be on the list.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Is Waho an abbreviation for something?
Waffle House. Oh my God. Holy Simone.
Oh.
It's almost like you've never been high at 3:30.
Waffle House. There was an Anthony Bourdain episode where he was in South Carolina and he went to the Waffle House and Anthony Bourdain agreed that the Waffle House is like the greatest place on earth. And he's not wrong. And we will start out at like, I will fight anybody on that anyway.
All right. Let's get into tier one. Okay. Tier one, just plain good. We're each going to offer up our choice with no judgment, and then we will commence to judge. So,
Before we do that, though, I need to understand the category. So, when we're saying just plain good, do we mean like This is just an average choice. This is a place I would actually go.
Oh, sorry.
Go.
No, this is legitimately a good choice is what this means. This is, I'll change it to just legitimately good.
Like, I would eat this anytime. Like, this isn't like no qualifications. Like, I'm hungry. I want some good food. I'm going here because this place is good.
Yeah. Brianna, okay. Do you have a...
I don't want to start. I want to start. Okay. Y'all start.
Christina, do you have a volunteer?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Okay. So I was just talking about Waffle House. That's actually not going to be my pick here. My pick, and this is going to be controversial because it's a controversial company, but I will stand by this and I will say Chick-fil-A.
I was already writing it down as soon as you said controversial. And yep. My choice is in a similar vein for this one is Popeyes. Yep. Brianna, are you ready to offer a choice? And would you like some suggestions from the list? Okay, go ahead.
I am. I'm worried that you're not going to know this, though. The Christina obviously will. McAllister's okay. Deli.
I think since I don't actually know this, we're going to break format a little. And I would like you to begin by arguing for McAllister so I can understand a little more about
it. Okay, so McAllister's is this Southern chain that started at Ole Miss. And it is legitimately 10 out of 10 awesome food. And I'm not just talking about the sweet tea that will put you in a diabetic coma. The desserts are 10 out of 10. They've got Death by Chocolate, the Mufalada. It's freaking amazing. The McAllister's Club is amazing. They specialize in like these baked potatoes with like called a Spud Max with lots of other stuff thrown on it. It is truly like Southern food. But the great thing about it is you really can get anything from healthy stuff to like insanely decadent murder you stuff. And it's just, it is, everything there is really, really good. Christina, back me up on this.
Yeah, I've only been to McAllister's once, but McAllister's is legit.
Wow.
McAllister's is, we don't have many of them in Atlanta. So I think I actually was out of state when I was there. So, no, but McAllister's is legit. It's like fast food, but they have like nicer things. You know what it is? It's like Wendy's, but if Wendy's wasn't like sad and pathetic.
Okay.
That's what it's like.
It's really more of a deli than fast food, but you can get stuff to go very easily.
Yeah. Totally. If you've ever been to Schlotsky's deli,
no,
it's kind of like that.
I think where we are right now is we've got two chicken places and then one more well-rounded place. It makes sense to me to eliminate one of the chicken restaurants from this. So, Christina, do you have a pitch for Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes?
I do. So, okay, I love Popeyes. I want to say this out the gate. Like, this is probably like, this is a Sophie's choice for me because I think that they're both amazing and I've ordered from them both extensively. And I will say that from like a DoorDash perspective, I, at least in New York, I used to definitely get, you know, like Popeyes way more frequently because there are more of them. But I would say, like in Seattle, unfortunately sucks. We have very few of both, but Chick-fil-A, here's my pitch for Chick-fil-A. Putting aside the controversy of the company, because we could say the same thing for In-N-Out, and I'm not trying to like downplay any of that, but I'm just focusing on the food for a minute. And also just my own history. I know many people who've worked at Chick-fil-A and whatnot. The food is consistently great, unless you're going to one that's on campus and maybe one in airports. The airport ones aren't as good. The ones that are actually like run by Chick-fil-A franchisees, in my experience, are the highest quality consistency fast food restaurant in existence. You will get fast service, even if there are lines literally wrapped back to the highway. The staff are uniformly nice and well paid. The quality of the food, from like getting like the soup to the ice cream to the chicken nuggets to the sandwiches to whatever you want, is always going to be good. And it's just the consistency there is just bar none. Again, like it's a little bit weird. It's kind of like Disneyland, where they're super nice and they're super smiley with very like, you know, almost universally. It's a weird thing, but I feel like from a consistency standpoint, I might personally prefer the Popeyes chicken sandwich, which I never thought I would, but consistency like standpoint, like Chick-fil-A is going to hit the spot every time. And it's that way, whether you're eating it in Washington State or in Florida or, you know, like Arizona or New York City or wherever you are. So that's my pitch for Chick-fil-A.
I think you have made a compelling point because I have definitely, I go to Popeyes to get that chicken sandwich. I do it every time I'm like on a road trip or something. And then sometimes occasionally when I want to treat myself. But there have been times when it hasn't been as warm as I would want it to be. And I've been sad about that. And my familiarity with the rest of the Popeyes menu is not as extensive. Like I like the fact that they have unconventional, or rather unconventional for northern fast food restaurant sides, that being the right. southern sides, like the mashed potatoes, totally. The beans, the rice. I like that a lot. But yeah, in terms of, I guess, consistency, you have picked a target that that I am weak to, I think, if that makes sense. I would be okay with eliminating Popeyes.
Also underrated, I think, yeah. is the sides at Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I'm going to go to LGBT hell for saying this, and I apologize to my people. But, you know, like, I just want to say as an aside, I had the Pete Buttigieg approach to this, where I just detest their politics, but I kind of like their chicken sandwiches. So, you know, there it is. The really underrated at Chick-fil-A, I think, is the fact that you can get healthy stuff there for fast food. Their fruit cup is legitimately has stuff that's higher quality than Panera Bread, right? Whoa. It's got apples mm-hmm. in there. Yep. It's got blueberries. It's got pineapple. Legitimately awesome. Kale salad. They found a way to make kale salad freaking delicious. and that diet lemonade. Oh, it's so good. I'm drooling just thinking about it.
The diet lemonade is incredible because it does not use aspartame, which my sister is allergic to. And I don't know like what it uses Splenda or whatever, but it tastes and I'm very sensitive to like the difference. And I have to drink diet now because I've ruined myself from drinking regular. But I can drink that diet lemonade and be like, yep, this tastes exactly like regular lemonade. You can even get a half and half. Like, it's great.
Okay. So if I'm eliminating Popeyes from this, between Chick-fil-A and McAllister's, both of you give me should I put a timer on this? Should I give you each like 40 seconds to pitch me? Good. Oops. How do I? Okay. Brianna, are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
It's Pride Month. It's Pride Month. So
you have so many seconds left.
That's it. I got really nothing else to say.
No. All right.
All right, Christina, are you ready to argue for Chick-fil-A?
I mean, it's very difficult for me to, but yes.
You have 45 seconds, go.
Okay. Yeah, okay, it's Pride Month. Again, I guess I just to say it's going to be the highest quality and the best service. Okay, this is the only place I can go because Brie, I think, won this on a technicality that I can't argue against. But again, the service is far better than fast food service has any right to be. I've been in situations where the line, as I said, has literally been backed up to the highway and it's been 95 degrees out and you have people walking with tablets and with like RF systems, like talking back to the kitchen, taking orders and moving through hundreds and hundreds of people during a lunch hour. So just the service is that's where I'm going. Like, yeah.
All right. Thank you. This is super tough for me because Brie, you've made a really compelling argument.
You have.
And what it comes down to is, I mean, what you two can tell me if this is legitimate. I don't like buying cold sandwiches.
Okay.
When I spend money on food, mm-hmm. I like it to be something that I couldn't easily make at home. And that's why I think I gravitate towards something like Chick-fil-A or Popeyes that has fried chicken of a quality that I wouldn't be able to create in my home. That being said, I feel like that's kind of an unfair.
No, if that's your criteria, there's literally nothing at McAllister's you could not make at home. It's just, it is that kind of food done very, very well, like sandwiches and, you know, baked potatoes.
But it's got such variety. I'm looking at their website
right really,
now.
It's really, really good. It is really, really good.
Is it okay for me to flip a coin?
My husband had never had McAllister's before when we took our redneck road trip to go get my Porsche 997 down in the South. Yeah, I swear to God, we must have eaten there 10 times because he was just instantly addicted.
This is accurate. I will just say, like, if you're ever sick, the chicken noodle soup at Chick-fil-A is it's like better than homemade. It's like better than homemade.
I hate this. I am. Oh.
Come on, you gotta make a decision.
I gotta make a decision. Okay. I am going to award it to... I did flip a coin. Is that okay? McAllister's? I think... No, I'm giving it to Chick-fil-A. I'm sorry. I hate myself. But I will say this. Next time I go to a place that has a McAllister's, I will go there and I will pay money for an homophobic sandwich.
Yep.
And absolutely. I will do it as penance for what I've just done.
Yeah. You can do that and then report back, because I think you'll really like it.
I think you made a very compelling argument, Brie, and I wish that I were better. Okay.
I love Chick-fil-A. I really do. So I can't judge.
We're all bad here. Tier 2.
We are. Just, if you eat at Chick-fil-A, as many of us do, try to donate like what your monthly like Chick-fil-A spend is, which probably isn't that much, and donate to GLAAD or something like, or Trevor Project. Just, I've done that and that helps me feel better about the whole thing.
Tier 2 is the late night splurge. Brie, do you have a volunteer for the late night splurge?
I do, but I need to understand. My answer is going to depend on the category. So are we talking like, oh, I'm hungry and it's 10 o'clock and I'm at home? Or is this, oh, I'm completely blasted out of my mind and high on 6 different drugs and I need some food. Yeah, I'm making bad decisions coming back from the club. Is it A or B? Because those are different answers.
I think I was leaning more towards B when I designed this category.
Okay.
This is like, you're already feeling good at this point. Okay, you're feeling good and you're ready to treat yourself, but with something that you would not treat yourself with in the daylight hours.
Okay, so there's only one answer to this, and that's Crystals. Crystals is exactly the same food as White Castle, if you need another analogy for that. It's Crystals.
Okay, and Christina, what is yours?
Okay, Crystals is a very good choice. I would maybe put that on the tier 3 one, to be completely honest with you, more than like the tier 2, although it is great drunk food. I will completely like own that. Crystal is very Southern, and it is, but yeah, it is very, the hamburgers are very similar to White Castle. They don't have the holes in them, but it's the same sort of square thing. My choice, though, is going to be the Waffle House.
Waho, as the locals say.
Waffle House is my choice.
All right. And my choice is a very Seattle local, Dick's Drive-In.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to explain this to me.
Okay. So Dick's Drive-In is, as I said, a hyper local Seattle chain, specializes in burgers and fries, and specifically like tiny little burgers. Like
very
what
tiny.
I remember is being able to pay like $2. And this is a few years ago, $2 for a burger. And you get the tiny little burger. It's just literally like a patty and cheese. And you eat that in your car. And then you continue on your merry way. And there is another component to Dick's Drive-In that makes it a perfect late night drunk splurge, which is that you can say to your friends, do you want to go get a bag of Dick's? And you laugh together and say, a bag of Dick's. Let's enjoy a bag of Dick's together. So Dick's Drive-In, both for affordability, as well as the comedy potential when you are in the emotional space to chuckle sensibly about this sort of comedy. That is my... Oh, and also it just tastes freaking good. I don't know if that's only because I've eaten it in the middle of the night, but it's good, I think.
Can I ask a clarifying question with this? So is it like Crystals in the sense that it's malty, small hamburgers that you get like four for
is,
a dollar?
Yes. Yes, I believe so. I think you could usually get like a couple hamburgers, a couple wee little burgers.
So I think we should merge yours and mine together because it's kind of the same concept, just like your regional small hamburger chain.
I was going to say, but they're a little different. I was going to say, like, for instance, like Dick's is way heavier on the bread than Crystal is.
Mm. Dick's burgers are made with 100% real beef, delivered fresh and never frozen, and their locally made buns are delivered fresh every day. Sorry, I'm reading the...
Wow. That's not Crystals.
$2.60 for a cheeseburger. Amazing. This is just like I remember. Oh, and they have milkshakes. Brianna, does Crystals have milkshakes? an ice cream?
I was so intoxicated. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
I think they might, but that's really not what they're known for. I mean, they're like it because yeah. I mean, for me, I always like the little mini pups. They call them like they have like the little mini hot dogs, and they also have like corn pups. That's my jam at Crystal rather than the hamburgers.
And we've got let's see, what's the aesthetic of Crystal's, Brianna?
Redneck.
Redneck trash.
I see. Dix has kind of like a funky 1970s drive-in vibe that's a very appealing and retro.
Yeah, but Crystal's is you're just selling mine because that sounds good. This is desperation food.
Yeah, ooh. I was going to say, to me, as somebody who has been to all three.
Oh my God. Hang on. So, I think I've just found a game changer here.
What's that?
I was Googling Crystal's and I just found an image of what appears to be a patty covered in cheese in a bucket on top of eggs with gravy and tater tots underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so Crystal's is going to be what we go forward with against Waffle House.
Thank you for compromising, Simone. I will go your way with the next one. Because Dix is amazing. Like, don't get me wrong. But Crystal is like that. This is some drunk food stuff. And so, yeah.
Can I tell a quick Crystal story?
Of course.
I was once absolutely high out of my mind and drunk at the same time. And I had Crystal's right across the street from my apartment. And I drove across the street. I've never driven drunk, but I did in this one case because I was really that drunk. And a cop pulled me over on the way back over and he didn't even give me a drunk driving citation for some reason. And I think about that all the time, how fortunate I was. I was like 19 at the time. But
oh my goodness.
I think he was just like, you know what? You're going to Crystal's. You're making some bad decisions anyway. You understand that.
Maybe the cop knew that you would put like a bucket of gravy and tater tots inside you and immediately become sober.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Christina, what is the pitch for Waffle House as the late night splurge?
Waffle House is just the best. So Waffle House is, I mean, you can get it to go, I suppose, but like you go in and you sit down. It is one of those kind of diners where they have the grill and you know, it's kind of open and they're kind of making it in front of you. You can get what you want. There's a jukebox. Most people in there are going to be intoxicated and or have mental health problems depending on how late it is at night. It does not matter. The Waffle House also does not close. Like there's a thing called the Waffle House Index where where they've actually shown like they can look at, you know, like snow and hurricanes and whatnot. And if a Waffle House closes, then that's how you know shit is really bad because the Waffle House does not close. So it's open 24/7 every day of the week. Cops are frequently there both to eat and because they have to be called. But the food is great. You get a patty melt platter, which is just amazing. And then you can get your hash browns and you can get them scattered, which means they're kind of scattered around, or you can get them in a little patty. You can get them covered with onions. You can get them smothered with cheese. You can get them diced with ham. You can get them chunked with tomatoes. There's other kinds of stuff you can do. You can get eggs any way you want, grits, good grits, you know, toast. Waffle House is just like, you're drunk. You need something to sop up the alcohol. This is when I would go, especially in college and both in high school too, for that matter. And it is just a great late night spot. It is just, and as Anthony Bourdain said, like, if you were to go, because I've done this before too, if you go in the morning and you're just like sober, but you're coming, your parents are picking you up from the airport and you haven't been home in a while and they're like, let's go to Waffle House and you can enjoy a nice breakfast at the Waffle House.
Okay.
So, Waffle House is just, to me, when I think of like how to end a good night, Waffle House is like number one.
And Brianna, what is the pitch for Crystal's?
So I just have to say, I hate Waffle House. And I know it makes me a bad person, but it does. That much sugar, that much syrup on stuff. It's just,
I don't even get the waffle. That's so interesting. I never even get the waffle.
Bad.
I don't get the waffle. I just focus on like the eggs or like honestly the patty melt. But yeah, that's okay, fair.
So it's expensive to go to Waffle House. Like it's going to cost more than going to Crystal's. You can walk into Crystal's and have literally 49 cents on you and get some great food, right? and there's just something about eating like eight hamburgers in place of one hamburger that's really, really rewarding. And the other thing is, like, if you order like a ton of these, they keep in your refrigerator. So the next morning when you're sobering up, you can like eat some of them. You know,
what you've just said is horrifying to me, but also appealing.
I was going to say Waffle House doesn't keep well. Waffle House doesn't keep well. You really need to eat it. Like, you can get it to go, but you really need to eat it there.
I think I've made a decision, to be honest with you two. And it's going to be Crystal's. And my reasoning is, I very swayed by, I guess, the idea of a burger. And like, I love gravy. I love tots. I love all that stuff. The affordability, I think, is primo for the late night splurge aspect. And the fact that Waffle House is reportedly full of cops has driven it down in my
fair enough.
They're drunk. They're super drunk.
I was gonna say, I want to make like a fair thing here. The cops there, they're not paying any attention and they don't care. The only reason they're there, honestly, is like if a shooting breaks out, just so they can like call it in. The cops don't care.
Okay, so I'm gonna get shot at Waffle House.
Potentially, yes. Potentially, absolutely. It depends on where you are. But 100%. What other place is open that's near the strip club at 3 o'clock in the morning? Honestly, legitimate question. Where else can you go when the club closes and you're like, you're in South Atlanta and you're leaving the club? Where else can you go that has food at 3 o'clock in the morning?
And the irony is, you could also go to Waffle House on your way out of church. Like, it's bringing people together.
Right? Well, honestly, you're right. It is the busiest times of Waffle House are after church and after the club closes. Like, genuinely, those are the busiest times for Waffle House.
Brie, do you have any, I guess, thank yous to say on behalf of Crystal's?
Thank you. I will vote your way the next time there's a tie.
I'm going to get eliminated every round here. Let's move on to tier three. Tier three is under duress. So this is different from where you've been out at the club. You're having a good time. You're a little funky and you want to have a good time. No, this is like, you have some kind of something physical is happening to you, or emotional or mental, or perhaps you are in a situation where you have few options open to you. And this is the time at which you choose to indulge in this specific restaurant.
Wait, to indulge? So it's your last choice or it's a good choice you made?
Yeah, basically.
It feels like the only option at the moment. Like, is it
like the best of your bad choices? Like, you only have a few choices and it's your best option, but it's not like maybe your ideal option?
Yeah. Let me give you my example. We'll start from reverse alphabetic order this time.
I was gonna say you start.
So my suggestion for this is McDonald's, specifically because under no circumstances would I ever eat there of my own free will. However, when I was coming back from skiing this winter with, you know, a couple of friends, it had been a long day. We had gotten up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, skied all day, sore, physically tired. And they stopped at the rest stop and they purchased a box of 20 chicken nuggets. And in the car, they asked me, do you want one of these? And I said in that moment, not having eaten McDonald's in literal probably like 15 years, I said, yes. And I had a nugget and I dipped it in a little sauce. I don't even know what it was. And I ate it and I said, may I have another one?
Yeah.
And I did. And I ate like 3 to 4 nuggets and I didn't regret it in that moment because I was physically exhausted. So that's my pitch.
Okay.
Brianna, do you have a under duress suggestion now?
I really can't top that because mine would also be McDonald's in that case. I think I would say Burger King just because I think the Whopper is a little bit more decadent than a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Like that trashy mayo sauce, like it tastes so good when you eat it and you feel so sick with all the oil afterwards. But it would be very much in the same vein.
Excellent. Christina?
Yeah, I think McDonald's although I should say this, out of the three of us, I think I love McDonald's the most, and I have many wonderful childhood memories of McDonald's. That was like my mom. This is the irony. I did not grow up going to a lot of fast food. My mom, it was a treat, but I loved McDonald's. But I think that your description, I've had similar situations where I've been like out with people. I remember once I was 16 and we were in San Francisco, and it was the end of the day and we were waiting for kind of our chaperones or whatever to pick us up, and we had gone out and we'd spent most of our money, and we were trying to find a restaurant near Fishman's Wharf to eat at, and we didn't have any money. And then out of the darkness, we saw the Golden Arches, and I had enough money to get all of us food, and it was wonderful. So McDonald's would be my choice, probably, but because I can't choose McDonald's, I'll say Wendy's, because I personally do not like Burger King. Like, I just don't like it. But Wendy's to me is one of those, like, I think their chicken nuggets are amazing, but I don't think their food is that great. But it is one of those things that if I'm really hungry, and it's like one of those things that it's going to hit the spot, and I'll eat a Dave's double or whatever. I'll even deal with their fries. The Frosties are also fantastic. So that my choice, though, I think McDonald's is like the pinnacle, but I think that like Wendy's is what I would put in that and for my pick.
So I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go with you, Simone, because you went my way with mine. So it's you and Christina. Wendy's versus
really. I was McDonald's. Gonna eliminate Wendy's because I personally think it's too good for this.
Okay.
If you think it's too good for this, then I can be the judge. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it should be between Burger King and McDonald's. What do you think, Bree?
Well, I'm gonna lose if Christina hits Burger King.
I want to hear your argument anyway. I'm going to take my own personal taste out of this, and I'm going to just go based on the argument.
Fair enough. I eat at McDonald's a lot. When Frank passes from this earth, McDonald's is going to go out of business because he is McDonald's number one fan in America. He asks to go there all the time. And unfortunately, I have to eat at McDonald's regularly. There is literally nothing healthy that you can eat there. Literally nothing. And as soon as I eat it, like, I feel my stomach like clogging because it just doesn't want to digest all that processed food. It's so bad. The one good thing about Burger King, I would say, is you can get a Beyond Burger there. It tastes exactly like the Whopper with the same sauces and no way healthy. But if you're vegetarian in any way, I think Burger King is very much your best fast food choice. And additionally, they have the pies there. The McDonald's shake machine, always broken.
We've talked about that. The conspiracy. Yep.
100%. So you've got the pies at Burger King, and they're really, really good. They're like a pre-made, like this white cream, and it's almost like a mousse pie that you can get in this little box. And it's so good.
Okay. My McDonald's pitch, I guess, would just be what I just said, which is that we all know better. We all know that we shouldn't. It is a universal truth at this point. But come to it, I think if you are in a car or in some kind of bad situation and you smell the potent scent of McNuggets, which does not come out, which lingers in the air for a long, long time and on the body, on the skin. I think it's hard to resist that when you are weak. And in addition to that, you are correct, Brie. I can't speak for their ice cream machines, which are always broken, and it is a racket. However, their shakes, I think, are pretty good.
Apple pie. Don't forget the apple pie.
I don't eat baked goods that are not that are processed. I'm sorry.
You freaking bougie. Wow.
My mom is literally a baker.
Why are you even here if you won't eat that?
Seriously.
I don't know. I don't like, you know, packaged cookies, packaged pies. I don't like those kinds of things.
It's not packaged. It's made it. It's like made like the way anything else is at like the local bakery.
It's deep fried and delicious.
Okay. All right. Ice cream things, though. I can speak to that. So, yes, that's my pitch for McDonald's.
Okay. All right. So this is where I'm conflicted because I personally prefer McDonald's. However, I also kind of feel like McDonald's is too good for this. Like, I feel like it's sort of like a Wendy's thing. I honestly do. I feel like McDonald's, it's not the best in any category except for fries, but it's always there. So I feel like I have to give this to Burger King because I feel like this is that's really fitting of like the third tier that we're saying. if that makes any sense, right? Because I understand what you're saying, Simone. Like, it is like you will eat it and it will taste great, and you will ask for more, even though you personally object to its existence and will smell like the McNuggets. But you know that you can do it. Whereas, for me, I could eat McDonald's anytime, and I'm and the McDonald's breakfast. We didn't even get into the breakfast, which is honestly tier one. Like, if we're gonna talk fast food breakfast, McDonald's is the best.
We should save that for another bonus episode.
We should for another bonus episode.
Burritos. No, I love them.
A McGriddle, an Egg McMuffin, which is made, you would appreciate, Simone, because it's a whole egg. It's a round egg. They make it
egg.
Yeah, and a little bit of ham, and it's on an English muffin. It's actually very good. It's bodega, ham and cheeses are obviously better, but a McMuffin is great. Anyway, I'm gonna give it to Burger King, because I think the McDonald's you could have anytime and justify, but I feel the Burger King, this is when you can justify it. It has to be specific situations.
I own up to this. I think that this is a valid decision you've made. Which brings us to tier four. Tier four, never in my life would I. This is the one where even under duress, you're not going to be ugh.
Absolutely.
And I think this was actually kind of a tough one for me, because most of these I'm if I were held at gunpoint, yeah, I would. but let's see. Bree, do you have a suggestion for this one?
Yes. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
My answer for people that like Taco Bell is just look at the Taco Bell workers. By fast food standards, when you drive out to a Taco Bell, everyone there is so deeply unhappy. And the tacos are just thrown together with no care whatsoever. It does not matter what you order. You're going to get some hard shell that's probably going to be all soggy. You're going to get some bean, and you're going to get that meat-like stuff that's not really meat. I don't think.
It is meat.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take their word for it. And, the truth is, for Taco Bell, you have to cover it with fire sauce. I'm literally sitting there getting handfuls of fire sauce and dumping it on the tacos just so I don't taste the food that I'm buying. It's so bad, and it's so badly put together. It's so soggy by the time you get home. And the last time I had Taco Bell, I swore to myself that I was going to be successful enough in my career that I would not have to keep making bad decisions.
That is such a valid pitch. Christina, do you have a suggestion for never in my life would I?
Yes, I do. And also, I feel very offended and seen right now, because I love Taco Bell very much.
That tracks.
But that's fine. It does track. I also, though, again, power of a 5-year-old.
So I guess when I said that, it was
I get hard shell tacos, no lettuce. So again,
good
and
Lord.
I don't put. Well, yes, because I'm a baby and I love it. But anyway, my choice is Steak and Shake. To me,
really?
Steak and Shake. I like to call it Steak and because that place has given me more gastrointestinal problems than any place. And not even from the I'm lactose intolerant, so it's not even the milkshakes, but just the steak burgers. That is a place that has given me more gastrointestinal distress than any restaurant, consistently that I can think of. So Steak and Shake for me, absolutely never, will not. If my choice is that or starve, go several hours without eating, I've made that decision before where people have been this is where we're going, and I know I won't have another chance to eat for 8 hours. Yeah, I'm just going to go hungry. So for me, absolutely would not wish on my worst enemy. I think Steak and Shake is awful.
So Steak I haven't Shake. Eaten there. Can you help me understand why it's so awful?
I mean, to me, to be just completely honest, because of the things that it has done to my gastrointestinal tract, and it is
so
just
it's made me
sick, and it's not just a one time thing; it's a five time thing,
recurring,
right? It's a consistent thing. So their whole thing is we make steak burgers, which are just hamburgers, and then they have shakes, obviously, and they had chicken fingers and fries. But something in their oil just does not sit right with my stomach. So for me, that's why. So I'm fine if that does not make the cut. But for me, my personal ranking, I'm this is the lowest ever. I will not eat here.
Well, I have exciting news for you two, because Taco Bell was also what I put down, specifically because, so I can't remember if I've ever eaten at Taco Bell, but I have heard of enough people who have experienced gastric distress because of Taco Bell that it's like immediately what I associate with just like a bad time. So that was going to be mine as well. And so,
I mean, I think that means it wins. I mean, honestly, like, I think that if two out of the three of us stay at the same place,
I guess that's true. Is that true,
well,
Brianna?
Just for it, like, give another honorable mention, maybe.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, an honorable mention, maybe KFC, because...
How is that worse than Popeyes?
I don't know.
It's not.
How is it worse than Popeyes? I guess I have an impression.
But it's really not any different.
Yeah, I guess I have an impression in my mind that it's somehow greasier, a greasier situation than Popeyes is. But I'm not, again, speaking from a place of expertise here. And all the others, like I've eaten at Jack in the Box, I've eaten at Whataburger. I haven't eaten at White Castle,
Time?
But I would. I would eat at Taco Time again.
Time?
I would do it.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Jack in the Box did kill people.
Jack in the Box killed people?
Yeah, there was an E. coli breakout in 1993 that, like, killed, like, seven people.
Oh, no. That's pretty bad. And I would say also, looking at my list, I thought I just saw something that sparked something in me. What was it? Oh, Chipotle. I do like Chipotle. I don't think I've eaten there since I heard about the Chipotle up on 125th Street, whose kitchen was full of rats enjoying the guacamole. They had like a problem.
Oh my God.
And like they were trying to deal with it, but it's just kind of stuck in my mind since then. So those might be my other offerings, would be KFC, Chipotle, or, oh my gosh, I just totally forgotten the other one we talked about. Maybe just those two.
Fair enough.
Checkers, no one wants to have Checkers on the
list. I love Checkers. It's so bad.
I've never had Checkers.
It has a 50s drive-through aesthetic, and it's just like the trashiest Southern hamburger you could possibly imagine. Like you go through the drive-through and it's greasy. Like Five Guys, there's some skill that goes into cooking it.
Right.
Like if you're gonna eat 900 calories of hamburger, like at least you want it like well made. Checkers is 900 calories of garbage.
Of garbage.
And, it's good.
And your order is almost always wrong. And and you wait forever. I will say this, Checkers, and maybe this is why it shouldn't be on never have I ever, because Checkers, you have like, I would say probably 7 times out of 10, it's going to be garbage, but 3 out of 10 times, it's actually going to be pretty good.
Interesting.
Yes, I agree with that.
If you get Checkers when it's good, it's actually really good, which is why you continue to go back. Because if you get it when it's good, it's actually really good, but most of the time it's going to be garbage. Exactly.
You know, they did that experiment with rats and heroin, and they found out that, like, if you train a button, so if you, like, 3 times you hit the button, you get heroin, and 7 times you don't, the rat will literally sit there and push the button until it dies, and that's Checkers for you.
I was going to say, I did order a Checkers New Year's Eve for 2020, really set the new year off, like, with predicting what was the hell that was going to escape all of us.
Oh, you did this.
Indeed. We were in Tampa and we were in this terrible Airbnb and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And we got Checkers from DoorDash and it hit the spot. So that probably doesn't fit. we would have gone for we got Taco Bell earlier on the 31st and we loved it. But the you two are both on like team Taco Bell, like worst tier. As much as I disagree with that, I will concede that
let's give it to Taco Bell. Also because here's my last pitch. I've eaten at Steak and Shake only once, but I did like it. I was in college at the time, so my digestive system was different. But Taco Bell will win our never in my life would I tier. And that puts our this wasn't really a competition with each other. But that is 1 for Christina, 2 for Bree, and then the last one kind of split between me and Bree. I think confirming that I have the least fast food bona fides. Or bona fides. We don't know. That'll be our next, again, two more bonus episodes
for
the future.
You're more British than American, I think. Because sure. You're more French than American. And British. Britain is closer to French.
The thing is, I feel more American than French. I just have certain tastes. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this bonus episode of Rocket. Again, we are usually a weekly tech podcast talking about all kinds of things, but we do have a special spot in our soft little hearts for pop culture and food. Thanks, everyone, so much for being a Relay FM subscriber. I hope you've enjoyed this membership month. See you next time. This episode of Rocket is terminated.
Terminated.
I really wanted to belch here, but I can't do that on demand. Terminated.